I'm speaking from my heart. I'm here, I trust, because God wants me to be here. I want to be honest with you. The mercies of charity need, shall I use the verb, need to be reformed. Don't misunderstand me. I wouldn't be here if I did not think you were a good community. I know too many bad communities, and they know me. But, and mothers being called into eternity, I couldn't think of a better time to, especially you taking your last vows. Sisters, as never before in your lives, look into your souls, ask, O Lord, Lord, what in my life should be reformed? Am I clear, sisters? Go down the virtues that we are to practice. Humility, patience, chastity, obedience. And ask yourselves, this won't happen overnight. Sisters, take my word for it. When you take your last vows, that is not an act of canonization. You won't become saints because you're taking your last vows. You've got work to do. And a lot of it. Then, to finish up the call of the apostles, we've got two parts to this meditation. We are called in order to be sent. You're being sent by Christ and your community all over the world to bring what? To bring the gospel, the truth that God became man to reveal to everyone who enters your life. What is the one quality that we must have if we're going to be used by Christ as channels of His grace? We must be holy. We must be Christ-like. Ignatius, in teaching us his spiritual sons, in conference after conference, and by the way, guess how many books have been published on St. Ignatius? Over 15,000 books on Ignatian spirituality. And your own missionaries of charity, whether you realize it or not, have been deeply influenced by the spirituality of St. Ignatius to Mother Teresa. What Ignatius tells us, and I'm sharing with you, my favorite definition of being an apostle. An apostle is a channel of grace. Period. Close the book. An apostle is a channel of grace. That's why we were called to be sent by the Master to bring grace to everyone whose life we touch. But then, back to Ignatius. We will be only as effective channels of grace as we ourselves possess God's grace ourselves. Only humble people are channels of the grace of humility to others. Nobody, comma, nobody, he'll be one iota more humble unless we are humble ourselves. The world in which we are laboring, we are to bring them the grace of patience, to suffer and accept the cross in our lives. That's patience. To bring the grace of patience to others only in the measure of our own patience. And sisters, there is no patience without suffering. Do you hear me? How can you be patient unless you suffer? Only chaste people are channels of chastity to others. As we've said before, we'll keep repeating, it is not just chastity in the body, it is chastity in our minds, in our imagination. I'll never forget the retreat I was giving in Cincinnati in the United States. Between conferences to get my exercise, I was walking through a large mother house. And there, a sister, she's not making the retreat, but she was at the desk, after the telephone, four calls come in, and at a distance, I saw that sister, she was a novice, she was reading a magazine. Very quietly, I came up closer. I noticed the magazine she was reading, The Woman's Home Companion. I look closer, one whole page, a beautiful girl dressed in a bright silk dress. There was his novice. And was just lost in meditation. Well, as soon as I identified myself, she goes, the magazine. You know what I'm saying, sisters? Either we possess the virtues that God wants us to communicate to others, or we are pseudo-religious. Pardon again. The Anglo-Saxon, we are fakes. And there are a lot of fake religious. I hope you believe me. That's part one. Part two of our meditation. Christ already began to call his apostles. But then, his mother received an invitation to attend a wedding, and she asked the bride and groom to be, if she could, have her son come to the wedding too, and bring some of his companion. He said, okay. So Jesus was at the wedding.